Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember after the Cleveland game, Falcons, Devondre Campbell said this.
To be honest, we didn't come out with the energy we've been coming out with the past couple weeks, you know, and I feel like it was one of those situations where, like, as a team, we were just like, it's the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't take them serious, you know.
Well, another member of the Red and Black said pretty much the same thing. However, this time, Georgia Bulldogs cornerback DeAndre Baker admitted last night that the Dogs weren't really prepared for Jalen Hurts to enter the game.
We wasn't pretty prepared for him. We was really focused on Tua. But Tua got hurt. He came in and won the game. Last year, he brought the team all the way to the national championship, so I knew he could do it. It's just, he did it.
That was, I knew there was something I was looking for yesterday, and I'm glad Mark pulled this soundbite. Once again, now, Rick, you banged on Kirby for not preparing.
Oh, I'm about to bang on him some more.
For not preparing for Tua.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it sounds like they did no preparation
Mm-mm-mm.
for Jalen Hurts.
Overrated.
Who is?
Kirby Smart.
Really?
Oh, my God, is he overrated.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm about to check out. First of all, you have to prepare for Tua, who, albeit in garbage time, last year, you have to prepare for him. He didn't. Got caught with your pants down, and you blew a, 20-7 lead in the second half?
Yes.
And now? So you would think, here's the disappointing part. You're a young head coach on your way up. You make mistakes. You learn from them. You eradicate them. He didn't do that, John. Okay? Against LSU, you ruin the game with a fake field goal, and you lose. You would think you learned the lesson from that. Nope. I'm going to double down on a stupid fake punt on 4th-and-11, signaling to Alabama by putting Justin Fields in as the punt protector. Like they're not going to know what's coming. With the defense on the field, by the way. So he didn't learn from that lesson. And now he did not learn from the ill-prepared Tua lesson, and he doesn't prepare for Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, John. If Tua Tagovailoa was 105% going into that game, I'm okay with it. He wasn't. I had an Uber driver who's a coach in Alabama tell me that Tua's hurt. A freaking Uber driver. So if he's hurt, how does Kirby not know that? And if he's hurt and Kirby knows that, how does he not prepare for the contingency of Jalen Hurts? Overrated.
I got to check you on that one. That's hot take. You calling him overrated? 3 seasons, Kirby Smart, a record of 32-9, 78% winning percentage, 9 wins versus ranked opponents, 4 top 10 wins, 2 SEC championship game appearance, a Rose Bowl, a Sugar Bowl, and a playoff appearance, and a playoff or appearance in the national championship. I get it. Bad mistakes going into the SEC championship, overrated, is completely false. That is, I'm close to it, and I'm a homer, but saying he's overrated is, I got 100% disagree on that one.
That's cool. You can disagree all you want. The guy's overrated, man. He's got a lot of accomplishments. He's done a lot of good stuff here, but he has made some critical blunders that have got it. Mark, Georgia should have a national championship. You should have won last year. Kirby screwed it up. And this year, if he does not fake the field goal against LSU, I think that game plays out differently. And then maybe you don't lose that game. Maybe you lose to Bama and you're still in the playoff. These mistakes are costing you big time.
But I don't think overrated is the right. Bad coaching mistakes, maybe bad play calling. But to say it's overrated is a little, I don't think he's an overrated coach by any means. He's a much better improvement than what we would have had. Has Mark Richt still been around, we wouldn't even be there.
We'd be going
back to the Gator Bowl. We'd be going back up to Memphis.
We wish we were going to the Gator Bowl.
It was a complete culture change in Athens right now. And in 3 seasons, if we were in year 6 and we're still making these mistakes, then I might say, you know what, I'm still on the fence about Kirby. But after 3 years and a national championship appearance, overrated?
He hasn't learned from his mistakes, though.
No.
Why would he learn from his mistakes? He's shown us that he won't learn from his mistakes.
3 years as a head coach, and you're appearing in the national championship, and you were this close to making another playoff appearance.
And what do you have to show for it?
And that's overrated?
What do you have to show for it?
That is,
You have an SEC championship to show for it.
Completely off base.
You're my boy. We can agree to disagree.
All right, let's get to it.
I think that calls for a Twitter poll is what I think it calls for. At Rick and John 92. What do you think, Paul? Twitter poll? Kirby Smart, overrated, yay or nay?
Sure. I'm on it right now.
Okay, love it.
We'll do that. What else we got as we read between the
masses are going to be with M.O., by the way.
No, but see,
I don't know that.
This is not coming as like a homerism fan.
No, I know. That's fine.
I don't think it's fair to call a coach in his
third season
who has had so much success overrated. And I would say that about anybody. But I don't think it's fair in three seasons and to see what he's done in three seasons to call him an overrated coach.
I know Mark Richt's overrated. Is he even rated anymore?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.